after like a 3 week long hiatus.
I know.
It's all right. It's called life.
Yeah. And don't. Sorry. Oh boy.
Okay. We're good.
Moving the table.
We're good.
So what was it? 2 weeks of our life. They were ripping up pretty much every tile in the house and redoing all of the grout and hardening it and sealing it and all this fun stuff.
Yeah, so the house was a mess, and then
I couldn't get to literally anything.
We also had our anniversary, which we celebrated last weekend.
Yeah.
So we just went away for the weekend to Sedona.
Yeah. Yep. Had a grand old time. There is a place called Sky Ranch Lodge. Is that what it's called?
Sky Ranch.
And you drive up the mountain, and to the name, it's pretty much in the sky.
Yeah.
And you see right next to the airport, you see all of the red rocks up there. It's absolutely stunning. And just, it got us away from the quote unquote city.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but I kind of forgot that Sedona's cold.
It's
very cold.
And very touristy. I forgot.
Yeah. You know, well, we're in a tourist season right now.
I know. But like, I love Sedona for the hiking, the scenery, the off the beaten path stuff, right? Like when you're there and you're doing all the gift shops and you're in the tourist, you know, areas.
Yeah.
It's kind of overwhelming because there's a lot of people, it's busy, but it was beautiful. I love Sedona regardless. So
I agree. It was nice to get away, honestly. Yeah. And then while you're up there, if you want recommendations, for sure, stay at that Sky Ranch Lodge, and then you can walk to the Mesa Grill,
which is at the airport.
Literally at the airport, and the views are astonishing.
Yeah, very good food too.
Yeah, really good. So that's what's been going on in our lives, and we celebrated 11 years married.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on, I think, this December we'll be together for 19 years.
Yep.
19 or 20? 19.
19.
Yeah. Next year will be 20. That's wild. I always tell people, I'm like, I've literally been with you, Josh, for more of my life than not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get to that point and then you start to, you know, I forget what life is like without Krista, but that's a good thing, you know, because she has brought me so much joy. I married my best friend. I'm one of the lucky husbands to sit here and
you know, yesterday you said that too, and only because I was like doing a bunch of like mountain bike stuff with you and we were like crushing it on the trails, and then I put a tune on my car and I was driving and he was like, I love you.
It's just awesome when like you have a partner in life that just we have the same similarities that we—
That's like a double negative. Yeah, no,
we have the same interests. Yeah. There we go. We're very similar when it comes to like how we make each other laugh, what brings us joy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fun because Krista brings me to certain things or introduces different stuff to me. I introduce different stuff to her.
Yeah.
And we end up, you know, kind of collaborating on it. And then, you know, we do our own little twist.
Hence on stuff. This podcast.
Yeah.
And how it all came to fruition was because I genuinely believe that Josh has a voice that needs to be heard from your perspective. It's a little bit different than mine. And when we have these conversations like off microphone, I can't say off camera, off microphone, it's really interesting. And then I go, darn it, I should have recorded that somehow, like on my phone. And we do have the ability, but that's really how this podcast came about.
Yeah.
Like, we're just talking and writing stuff down and going, we should really record this for other people. So
I don't know. When I look at this whole, like, personal development kind of stuff or whatever you want to call it, just living a better life.
Yeah.
It's, I find that a lot of books or podcasts or influencers, whatever you want to call them, they just try to overcomplicate so much. And that, you know, the principles stem all the way back to the Bible.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, the theories of how to live your life, the perfect ideal life or whatever you want to call it, it's so simple.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just, I don't know. When I think of a topic or look at life, we tend to overcomplicate things mm-hmm. as a human society.
Yeah.
Right. And you start to realize that, wow, if I were to just look at this from, I always joke with Krista, like, keep it kindergarten, you know, the KISS theory, keep it simple, stupid.
Mm-hmm.
If you just were to look at it from, I don't know, a six-year-old's point of view
yeah.
of how easy can this be? It's just like, wow, it doesn't need to be complicated.
Well, I think because as we grow old, we get into our own head and then we start to like overcomplicate things. And we think it's harder than it actually is. And I think because like going back to the personal development, we consume, consume, consume. And then we never like really reflect on it.
Yeah.
Or have any type of like awareness surrounding it. To yeah, be honest
and,
with you.
And it gets so convoluted and it gets all the influence that we have.
Yeah.
You know, with today's society and the social media and stuff like that, it could be definitely a good thing when trying to seek out a better life and look for influences and the correct people to follow that you align with, all that kind of stuff.
But yeah.
It is hard to like weed it out and find those core people that
I agree with you because like, well, you take it from a fitness lens. There are so many different like fitness influencers out there on social media. And then there's people like myself and others who have literally, I've been doing this for almost 11 years now. And honestly, like they'll put something out there of like cardio is bad for you. And I'm like, why are we promoting this? Or like the next like big thing right now is everyone is getting like going back to the 90s of being like paper thin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, okay, guys, why are we overcomplicating this? And now like weight training is king, which I agree to an extent. But the reason why we're all in our head is because we're not keeping it simple. And if you just do those simple things over and over again, you'll have results. Where we're always trying to like look for that missing piece and like that one influencer is going to be like, this is the only thing that's going to work for who? For them? And they're like in their 20s and they have no idea what life is like.
And they're like, for men, there's this whole big thing that I keep seeing popping up on my social media is like this different fitness influencers or dietitians, whatever, like people that have personal programs out there. But they're like, you know, sitting in front of like a spread of hamburgers, french fries, pizza, all this kind of stuff. And they're like, you don't need to eliminate any of these foods to lose weight on my diet, like all this kind of stuff. And like,
I agree to that to an extent, but go ahead.
What I was going to say is, you know, everything is in moderation.
Yes.
You know,
that's what.
Right.
Yep.
You know, but to someone who's not educated about that or. You know, unfortunately, people don't like to think for themselves hardly anymore. They just yeah. want an answer dropped into their lap. They're going to think, oh, I can go out to, you know, and get fast food every day for lunch. And on this guy's program, I'm still going to be able to lose weight. Where it's like, no, if you give yourself one cheat meal a week to you know,
yeah,
satisfy your whatever cravings you have, that's called moderation. You,
yeah.
You eat 30 meals a week and you have one
cheat meal. I was just going to say.
You know, that's not going to make you fat, nor is it no. going to make you skinny. It's just going to be a wash of a meal, but it's going to help you continue on a trajectory mm-hmm. out of the 30 other meals, you know, be in a calorie deficit, lose weight, exercise, all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
But why? We only have one life to live. Let's be 100% honest.
I know.
Why starve yourself or why not allow yourself to live
yeah.
and enjoy life and the fruits of things that taste amazing and... Mm-hmm. You know, Krista's over here going hallelujah because it's just like have that glass of wine once a week, have that ice cream. It's not going to kill you. But if you have that ice cream every night, if you have that wine every day, if you eat that pizza every night or McDonald's or whatever, every In meal, and out. You know, that's when the bad habits cultivate and that's when you put on the pounds. But if you give yourself, say, honey, Friday night, you and I are going to go out to dinner. And there's going to be no bar told. We're going to have a drink. We're going to have an appetizer, the meal, have a dessert. But then yeah. guess what? Saturday, back on the diet. We're going to go for a hike. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. That's called living, people. That's the type of lifestyle.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, it's just so annoying.
Well, can I just say, and I say this with so much love to like, I know women out there are like, oh, well, if I have that one, it's going to go down the path of like many.
Called okay. self-control.
Well, yes, but think of it like Josh said, you have like 30 meals throughout the whole week. 29 of them are good. That's a really good percentage. Okay. If you want to think about that, that's a passing score that you are in the top percent. Okay. But I think when it comes to like, I'm constantly focusing on the scale, I'm constantly focusing on what I'm eating, constantly like doing all this stuff, and you're missing life. Mm-hmm. And that self-awareness for me and how real that is, that came up while we were in church today. And I'm like, why, ladies and gentlemen, why are we wasting all of our time focusing on what we look like? And I'm preaching to myself too. What we look like, what we eat, how many macros, all the protein, how much we're exercising, like number on the scale, all that. Why are we focusing on that? You are missing so much of your life that that little bit is not going to matter at the end of your life no. at all. And while you should be making healthy choices, don't get me wrong, don't right. be a complete like POS, but like don't always
hold yourself back all the time.
Exactly. And don't focus on it 24/7 right. because if you're like always in that mindset, you're probably going to miss out on so much of your life. Like not only with like meals and stuff like that, but like your mindset is constantly running of that like hamster wheel. Mm-hmm. And you're literally not enjoying your life and moments outside of like that mind. Does that right. make sense?
No, it totally does. And like, okay. I was thinking of examples like, so I follow Andy Frisella and he has the 75 hard program, which, you know, it's a very great program, but it's a simple basic guideline to live everyday life by.
Yeah.
More or less. And, you know, the whole principle is to, in, he has it all outlined and everything like that. But if you fail at the 75 hard, if you go off of the regiment for one day or have that drink or a meal or something like that,
yeah.
guess what? You just start over.
Exactly.
And there's no reason to beat yourself up. There's no reason to go down a depression rabbit hole. There's no reason to whatever. It's a guideline that you just try to live your life by. But guess what? Life also comes at you.
Yeah.
And it's also called living and mm-hmm. enjoying things. Like he has many of times, you know, said that he was on 75 hard and he made it to like day 39. But guess what? It was his birthday. So he had a bourbon and he had, you know, went out to dinner and
yeah.
he just was like, okay, I made it to day 39, but guess what? Tomorrow's day one again. And that's exactly. how you just have to look at life, where you just have to constantly, you know, kind of restart each day, look at it as a new day, a new beginning. But like Krista said, make those choices towards a healthier, you know, lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Or if your goal is to lose weight or whatever, you're going to 99% of the time make the health choices that reflect the idea of losing weight or exactly. exercising and stuff like that. But also, we had our weekend in Sedona for her anniversary.
Yeah.
I didn't
count my macros or calories
we
at all.
We lived. Did that break you? No.
No.
Exactly.
I thought it did for like a hot second.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, Krista.
Yeah.
Let's be real here.
Right.
You enjoyed your life with your husband. You had a great time. And I feel like also too, when you're on vacation, I swear, I did not get drunk at all. And we had like multiple bottles of wine. And I'm like, how is that even possible?
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you like, I think back and I'm like, how is that even real? But anyways.
Just hit differently.
Yeah, definitely. But the moral of like this podcast is really about like self-awareness mm-hmm. and like how real you have to be with that in your fitness, but also like your everyday life too. Because I think Josh hit on it in the beginning, like we're consuming all of this like personal development stuff. We're like doing all the things, but are you really like being self-aware of like how that impacts your life? Or you just reading it to read it and say, yeah, I'm doing personal development. But are you working on yourself and being aware of, like, what you need to, like, course correct?
Yeah.
Or are you just, like, consuming to consume? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and then put a title to it and just be like, oh, I'm in that route. I'm trying to work on myself. I'm into the personal development. But, like,
you see zero
change in that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they might be able to recite this or that. And I kind of relate it to somebody who claims to be a quote-unquote Christian or, you know, a faith-based person. Because they may claim that they are.
And quote scripture and stuff like that.
Right. But behind closed doors, they're
How are they?
They're a gossipy person. They, you know, they're a pretty crappy person. Whatever you want. But I just kind of look at it in that light because Chris and I have met a lot of people that say that they're in that field of personal development or try to promote themselves. And, you know, they may have programs or whatever. And you get to finally meet that person one-on-one or behind closed doors or, you know, have a personal conversation with them when they're not on the stage or putting on a front, if you will. And you're just like, oh, that I thought this was going to be a totally different
interaction. Oh, differently. Right. But I remember plenty of those times. But I think for the listeners specifically, like if you're not self-aware of everything like in your life, and I think I have a good tune on this for myself, and I don't know when it started, honestly, but I think it's like my moral compass is correct and like I have like empathy and discernment where I can kind of like I have a gut reaction to people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm self-aware of the things I say, the things I do, because I know where it came from. I'm self-aware of the things I say and do because I have had people, like, treat me like complete crap. And I never want anyone that comes in contact with me, at least, to feel that way. Mm-hmm. And I know that I was a crappy person, like, in high school. And I completely changed my life around because I saw how it impacted some people.
Same. And for me, I'm going to kind of go spiritual here, but like,
yeah,
you know, once I started figuring out that I'm not living this life for me, I'm living it for God first and then for Krista and try to be selfless in that kind of aspect, you start to be a lot more self-aware of why you're doing things or what is your bigger purpose? And like, you know, what was I put on this earth to do?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, be aware of every interaction with somebody, what you, you know, what you go to your job for. It's not just to collect a paycheck. It's not just to, you know, chase that promotion or whatever, but like to be selfless and work for the people that you're responsible for or help build a company, help that company grow, do the best that you can do each and every day. Live for your wife, live for your husband, your kids, you know, be a great example for them, be a loving example for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a hard idea for people to kind of grasp when, you know, we live in a very selfish society. Yep. And so it's all around us. Everything is driven towards more, more, more me, me, me. And what can I do only for myself?
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to step out of that and be self-aware of I'm living my life for other people, I should be serving other people, changing the way your servant heart is, right?
I literally wrote that down is like a question you should ask yourself is like, how can I help this person?
Right.
Because in every interaction, like when I think back to like our like sales days and stuff like that, it was always like, what's in it for me?
At the end of the day.
But now we've kind of like flipped the script and like, intently listen to people without a motive because you have two ears and one mouth for a reason. So are you actually listening with intent to listen or are you listening with an ill intent for your own motive?
Right. And like when I'm in a role now with my job where I lead six other people and what I have flipped my mindset is I want each one of those six people I basically want to teach them how to become a leader.
Yeah.
Right. I want them to each have the experience that I have had and potentially get into the same position I have. And that's how I look at it now is I'm going to try to come each and every day and help build those people up, not just continue to reap the glory and get the benefits because of my position. Now, does that help our department grow? Does that help the business make more money? Does that help me look good? Sure. But I'm doing it in a way that I know it's not with ill intent. I don't have a different agenda.
Yeah.
I'm there to serve them, which in return, it's just how things
Isn't
work.
That how a it good should. Leader should act?
Should.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Should.
Right.
And like so in the course of since the last podcast, I am now a leader of 6 individuals as well. So I got a quote unquote promotion and leading them. And I think of the same thing of like, I need to be looking out for them mm-hmm. and serving them 24/7. I'm learning a lot in my job, but like always with the intent of like, I end every conversation I have with them is like, is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah.
Because I don't want them to feel like on an island or the whole thing of like, just act like you care.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many leaders out there that like genuinely just care about themselves.
Oh yeah. They just want the spotlight to exactly. constantly be on them.
And I give it up to my yep. team.
Yep.
Every single time someone's like, oh, great job on this, Krista. I'm like, no, it was XYZ. Right. Like, thank you, but they did all of the work.
Right.
I'm not going to take the glory for that at all.
And I think as you grow in your career and you get into these types of leadership positions, that's where being self-aware becomes more and more important. And you don't
yes.
lose touch with who you are, what your purpose is, and how, because you also need to continually work on yourself too,
mm-hmm.
because it's even more important when you're in those positions to constantly grow and to better yourself.
Yep.
Because that in return is going to help build them.
I just got finished reading. Sorry, I'm looking at it. I just got finished reading The Talent Magnet.
Mm-hmm.
And it really talks about like you have to become a better boss to have a better vision to then
Correct.
Make everyone else understand of every intent.
Right.
To like continue into this company culture or whatever you want
to
say.
You have to create an image of the target at which everyone is going to be
yeah.
collectively shooting at, because otherwise if you don't give them clear direction,
yeah,
you know, kind of summing up what you just said, they're just going to be all missing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is your part. That's your job as a leader is to have everyone row the boat in the same direction.
Yeah.
And it's hard sometimes because you have different personalities. You have all kinds of different things that are fighting against you. But you have to kind of learn to make it all work
mm-hmm.
as one and kind of learn to adapt to each and every person and how they're going to receive information. How can you give them constructive criticism? How can you speak to each one of them in their own language, if you will, that they're going to get it and get your vision, get your direction. And
yeah.
that takes a lot of self-awareness in yourself of being like, okay, what I just said didn't come across clear to some of them.
Yeah.
What do I need to work on? How can I rephrase this? How do I need to approach them?
Mm-hmm.
And it's work because, you know, too many people would just not do the self-reflection and just be like, well, I freaking told you. Why didn't you guys get it? Well, because you didn't
and this
speak
can go for like anything, guys.
Yeah, but you didn't speak to them in their language.
Yeah.
They need to hear it in a way that they understand or
yep.
makes it clear to them.
And I think it goes into like understanding people's like values of
yep.
what drives them to do their job. Okay. And what values do they have? And they might be completely different than yours.
Correct.
You know? And that's where like the self-awareness comes in to reflect with yourself of how can I deliver that differently to someone else? Because you can say it 10 times, 10 different ways and hit 10 different people.
Yeah.
So just being like really self-aware that maybe Josh's values are completely different than mine. They're not. But maybe, listener, your values are completely different than mine. Or they're the same and you connect with me, but you're like, I don't really understand what Josh is saying.
Right.
That's why there's two of us on this podcast.
Yeah.
That's why we have two different views. So.
No, I get it. And, you know, self-awareness, you have to also, when you think of that person's values, everybody's different. That's the power of free will. That's the power that God has given to every one of us. We're all unique individuals, right?
And remember this as we go into this year, guys.
And you literally can't diminish someone else's thoughts, feelings, concerns, values, morals, what they feel is important or whatever, because they don't align with yours.
Yeah.
You just have to understand that that person is a different individual than you are.
There's but something how can wrong
I,
with that.
How can I relate to them mm-hmm. in a sense that, hey, this boat, we all need to get pointed towards that island
yeah.
or towards land. And what can I do, or how can I phrase it, or what can I make your vision point in that direction?
Exactly.
Because what's important to you, right? Mm-hmm. I have younger people that I work with. And so I keep forgetting that, you know, where I'm at in my stage of my life, what's important to me, what goes through my mind, how clear the vision is for me, isn't so clear. It's a little foggy for them.
Yeah.
You know, because they have other things on their mind, or it's just, you know, they're not at that point yet where they feel the same value I do.
Yeah.
So how can I phrase it or draw the bigger picture for them? I give them the, you know, 5,000 foot view instead of the 30 foot mm-hmm. view. And just be like, see, if we can just move this an inch this way, look how much difference we can go in a year or so.
Yeah.
Where they're just looking at it today, tomorrow, a week from now. And I'm looking at it like
big
my
picture. 6 month
forecast, my hunt, yeah. you know, my year forecast and where I want to be. And they're, it's just, you know, different people think of, and also importance too. They
yeah.
paycheck to paycheck. However you guys live your life, it's important to you right then and there, as opposed to looking at the broader picture. Mm-hmm. Where you can be like, oh, dude, in 6 to 8 months, look where I can take this department. Look what I can do.
Well,
they're like, what can we do by next week? Because I have rent due. I have a car payment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that, but also too, like, they're young. Your brain doesn't fully develop till like your mid-20s, upper 20s.
Or even when you're 35 like me.
That's not
Still
true.
Still waiting for that to develop. Plus my height.
Yeah. I yeah. really thought you would grow.
I might have a late growth spurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met you at, I was 16, you were 15. And I was like, man, I hope this.
I'm hoping my midlife crisis comes with a growth spurt.
Growth spurt. I think it's going to be the opposite.
I can't get any shorter.
Okay. I feel like I'm getting taller.
Maybe I am shrinking.
Or maybe you're shrinking.
Maybe it's all the jumps I'm expressing my, between that and my squats, my spine's too decompressed.
You got to get that extra leg surgery. Have you seen that?
People are wild, dude. So stupid.
Stop like doing that.
That's why they make car seats adjustable. I'm just saying.
Car seats?
Yeah.
Oh, I Not went to like seats. A baby seat. No. Do you need a booster seat?
I might. Phone book and some wooden pedals, wooden oh, blocks.
God. You're not that short, okay?
No. But I'm below average.
For a guy?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, it's like 5'10", I think. 5'8".
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I fell in love with you for your soul, not your height.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We're all the same height laying down. What? That's not inappropriate. Don't give me that look. That's funny right there.
That's inappropriate, but it's fine. It's Easy. Fine.
Easy.
I want you to continually be yourself, honey. Just be self-aware of things you say.
I thought of that one before I said it.
I know you
Still
did.
Said it.
Still said it.
You can tell that one in church. That's clean.
Can you?
Yeah.
To couples, at least.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much it. Is just today's topic, obviously, was being self-aware. And
I think they pick that up, honey bun.
Yeah. But yeah. I just feel sometimes, too, that you just need to take an evaluation of your life. And we talk about taking that hard look in the mirror and realizing what kind of person you're trying to become. What kind of person are yep. you right now? And, you know, taking a tally of the things in your life that maybe you're missing things. There's yeah. gaps. You need to fill some things. Maybe you need to remove some things. I think one of our next topics is like the power of no is also just like the power of yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so maybe there's things in your life that are draining you instead of filling you up, and you have to start saying no to certain stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, we always are so told that no is a bad word, or, you know, the FOMO, right? Fear of missing out and all this kind of stuff. But when you're in the process of working on yourself,
yep.
sometimes the no and having to not be influenced by certain negative things
yeah.
helps you build.
For
and that's
sure.
self-awareness of, hey, I can no longer, you know, go to these parties or go to that bar. It's just not it's not fulfilling me. I could use that time maybe reading a book, maybe listening to an additional podcast, maybe spending time with my wife or my kids.
Or working out. Or reading the Bible. Doing something creativity-wise.
Yeah.
Creative. There we go. Words are hard.
But like maybe every time you go and hang out with so-and-so, it ends up becoming, you know,
a gossip fest.
Or it's, you know, you end up going to the bar or the restaurant and you end up cheating on your diet, or
then
you
go to the strip club.
And then the next day, you know, you're sleeping until noon because you feel like complete garbage, and then you don't feel like working out. You have no energy. And it's just, hey, where did this all stem from? Oh, that decision to say yes to that certain event.
And that's self-awareness.
You have to start saying no to, because you have to start seeing, again, the bigger picture of what are you trying to do here?
Well, I think everyone kind of looks at like the now, and we have to take it from like a 10-foot view.
Of course. Because
like looking down at everything that is impacting you and yourself.
Where does that stem from? And I often think that, and I go, okay, well, think of like your high school years. We didn't have social media and all that kind of stuff back then. So, you know, if there was a party Friday night, Saturday night, but you weren't invited on Monday when you went to school and everyone was talking about it, you had that FOMO. You were like, oh man, I missed out, blah, blah, blah. So then as you get older and you start getting the invites to the parties, you start saying yes, because you never were invited, or you always had that fear that, oh man, you know, I'm going to miss all the fun, the blah, blah, blah. Right. So then you get into this habit of saying yes to everything.
I'm the reverse now.
Well, I know, but we had that different, you know, lifestyle in high school and our earlier years.
All the parties were at my house, or I was always invited to them.
Let's be honest.
Please don't invite me.
We cheer when plans fall through. We're like, a night in PJs sitting at home? Heck yeah.
You know, you were old.
Yeah.
And just want to do that.
Let's be honest. We were ready to quit drinking when we turned 21, take our first sip. Exactly. So, you know, we lived that kind of life, which I think is, it's good or bad, whatever you want to call it. But we got it out of our system. Now we can focus on the bigger picture. And that's where self-awareness for our relationship. Yeah. And that's the other thing for couples too, is if you're married, be self-aware of your relationship. You're sniffing another. Maybe you need to sit down with them and have conversations. Define your goals. Where do
together.
We want to be? Together, right? You can have your each individual goals and support one another while building towards those.
In the next year,
but where do you want to be in your relationship? Mm-hmm. You know, you get so involved with careers, families, kids, sports, all that kind of stuff, that you just get to that normalization that, the husband or wife will always be there. They're just, you know, whatever, become roommate. We call it, Chris and I call it the roommate theory.
Yeah. And I'm like, hey, I feel like a roommate right now. Can we like sit down and talk?
Right. And you forget why you got married. You forget that spark, you know, that fire that was once there. Constantly date your spouse, you know, rekindle that, make time for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be self-aware that, hey, I haven't had a date with my wife or my husband in X amount of months. Yep. We have to call a babysitter. We're going to schedule this for Friday or Saturday. And you need to pretend you're first dating again.
Yeah.
And just, you know, rekindle that. And you'd be amazed at what that can do for your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And or you just find out you still hate that person. And no, I'm just kidding.
Stop. Or it's just simple things like you're stopping and at the grocery store for something and you happen to pick up their favorite chocolate.
Right. Or flowers. And then they go, what did you do wrong? And then you have to try to explain that you're not in the doghouse. You're just being nice. And they're this is new.
Well, if you do it more often, then it wouldn't be, what did you do?
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Make it frequent.
Mm.
But how frequent?
Right.
That's where you got to be self-aware. 'Cause
then it's like, what are you doing wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you supposed to go to your spouse or your mistress? I'm just kidding.
So bad. But thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you all so, so much. We wouldn't be here without you. And I say that.
I'd still be here.
You still be here?
Yeah, I'd still be doing it.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't be. So I say that in all of my classes too. Like, I'm just so thankful that we had this calling on our lives to do the fitness, do motivation, all of this.
Just keep it real.
Yeah. I'd rather keep it real than I can't be fake.
Bro, like, I'm not popping out of a stage with smoke bombs going off and hype music and like, you are gonna be great.
I mean,
no, you we might could. Suck, but you're gonna at least try.
Exactly.
To be great.
You, there is no success without suck.
Because what happens? You go to those events, you get hyped up, it lasts for about a week.
Yeah. And then you're right back where you started.
Yeah. It's like a cocaine high.
What?
I don't know. It smells good. But
I sometimes think I could do crystal meth, but then I think, better not. From Pitch Perfect. Not me. Okay.
I was crazy once.
Okay. We love you guys. We appreciate you so, so much. If you want more, you can go to peakdrivenllc.com. Find out what's going on in the Fisher world.
All right. If anyone wants to buy an electric mountain bike, I have one for sale.
Yes.
I'm just throwing it out there.
If you live in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not shipping to Pennsylvania.
That is going to be a very
expensive
shipping.
But anyway.
But we appreciate you so, so much. Go be the light, y'all. We'll see y'all next time.
Love you guys. God bless.
Later.